Business is picking up again, says Hilo shop owner Mua Merriman. Her store, Island Nation, carries 100% local products from clothing to Hawaiian books to hats and bumper stickers. She says her customer base has always been a healthy balance of tourism versus local.
The local customers always come back, you know, they know if they need something, they know where to go.
But since the COVID-19 closures, sales have dropped by 75%. The quarantine mandate for out-of-state travelers virtually shut down the state's tourism industry, which just last year reported a record 10 million visitors. Merriman hopes local consumers can keep her in business.
You know, it's hard because that tourist income is definitely something that we all benefit from.
Down the street at the Hilo Farmers Market, vendor occupancy is down 70%. Keith Dela Cruz owns and manages the open market, and he says vendors don't care if their customers are local or tourists.
Anything would be better than the last 2-3 months.
Half of the market's vendors sell produce, while the other half sell arts and crafts, and mostly to tourists. Dela Cruz says vendors are eager for tourist dollars, but they're also aware of the public health risk of increased out-of-state travel.
Realistically, I'm not sure if it's going to come back as fast as people want or as strong as people want, and we might even have a couple setbacks along the way.
Hilo bar owner Ryan Williams hasn't reopened yet. His drinking establishment, Margarita Village, is right across the street from Hilo Harbor, a perfect spot for cruise ship passengers.
Kama'aina and locals are very, very supportive of local businesses as much as they can, you know, but there's only so much that, you know, us locals and Kama'aina people can do to support each other. We need the influx of regular tourists as well to really make the economy come back.
Merriman believes a certain amount of tourist dollars will eventually come back, but she wants to position her business in a way that caters to the Kama'aina.
I do think it's kind of a sacrifice that in the long run is better for us, because it's hard to be so dependent on such a fluctuating industry. And just for Hawaii to be more sustainable in general, I think is the direction we should move in. So I guess I'm willing to make some sacrifice.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.